The latest proposal for national health care policy is now ready for public inspection, and Arkansas's congressional representatives are mostly quiet about the subject. The draft, written by Republican members of the U.S. Senate, includes a reduction in Medicaid spending, tax cuts for some of the wealthiest Americans, and limits to subsidies to private insurance companies, among other changes. Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton is one of 13 senators who helped draft the bill. Yesterday, a representative for the senator told Talk Business and Politics Senator Cotton plans to review the bill before issuing any comments. Governor Asa Hutchinson says he started his own review of the bill, but says it is too early to completely understand the changes and the potential financial impacts for Arkansas. In conjunction with the Walmart Northwest Arkansas Championship, the Walmart Foundation is awarding $650,000 in grants to Boys and Girls Clubs in Northwest Arkansas. At yesterday's check presentation, Chris Heimer with the Boys and Girls Club of Western Benton County said he's extremely pleased to have the partnership with Walmart.
We're really blessed for what we're able to do on the western side of the county and helping provide access for the kids and families that need us most.
The grant will provide more than 900 children access to the club's programs by reducing fees next year at four sites. The Donald W. Reynolds Boys and Girls Club of Fayetteville and the Boys and Girls Club of Benton County also receive grants. An Arkansas firm is helping fund two scholarships and an excellence fund in both the Sam M. Walton College of Business and the Dale Bumpers College of Agricultural, Food, and Life Sciences at the University of Arkansas. Greenway Equipment, based in Wiener in eastern Arkansas, is contributing $250,000 to the university. The gifts will help students interested in business degrees, agricultural education, and help support students from the eastern part of the state with various financial needs. Applications for medical marijuana identification cards will be accepted by the Arkansas Department of Health by the end of this month. ID cards issued will allow patients or caregivers to purchase medical marijuana at licensed dispensaries, and the cards will be distributed about 30 days before legal medical marijuana is available in Arkansas. The application period is scheduled to begin June 30th and last into mid-September. Voters passed a measure legalizing medical marijuana in Arkansas last November. Figures released by the United States Census Bureau reveal the diversity of Arkansas's population continues to grow, and the population is getting a bit older. Karen Trico Stewart with our partner station KUAR in Little Rock explains.
All racial and ethnic minority groups grew faster than whites from 2015 to 2016. Those figures follow a national trend. Greg Hamilton, an economist with the Arkansas Economic Development Institute, says growth in the Hispanic population, which increased by 2.7% to around 219,000, is creating this diversity more so than other races and ethnicities.
The focus is really on the Hispanic population growth. Asian population grew a lot, but it's such a small number, so a change will be a big percentage change.
The Asian population grew by 3.8% to 47,000. Pulaski County has the largest population of Arkansans who identify as being of two or more races. It also has the largest Black or African American population, and Benton County is home to the largest Asian, Hispanic, and American Indian and Alaska Native populations. The median age in Arkansas has increased every year from 2010 to 2016 and is now at 38. That's just slightly above the median age in the country, which is at 37.9. Greg Hamilton says baby boomers are largely responsible for this trend, and he notes the difference in median age between counties can be more than 20 years.
Washington County has a median age of 31.8. That's because of the university. So their mix of economic activity would be different than, say, over there in Baxter County, that's median age is 52.1.
65% of counties in Arkansas experienced an increase in median age over the last year. I'm Karen Tree. Stewart.
The Fayetteville Board of Education will not seek a millage increase for the 2018-2019 school year. The board voted unanimously yesterday to accept the proposed budget for that time frame. The budget earmarks $45 million for salary fund expenditures and more than $24 million for instructional expenses. The budget will maintain the current millage rate of 45.61 mils. The Rogers Executive Airport is closing today for upgrades. The project was funded through a nearly $6 million federal grant last year and includes overlay work, drainage improvements, and lighting upgrades. The work is scheduled for today through July 3rd. Airport customers have the option to house their aircraft elsewhere during the closure. And the Northwest Arkansas Naturals continue to play good baseball. Last night, the Nats defeated Tulsa 5-2 in Oklahoma. The same two teams play again tonight in Tulsa.